and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your faithfulness in our lives as We've been singing in one of our songs, "You're faithful then, you're faithful now, you're faithful always." Lord, let us experience continually your faithfulness. Speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, we're going to read in Matthew, a very familiar verse for all of you, especially if you've been here in Victory for a long time. But again, just like Paul said, I have no problem saying or teaching the same things to you again, because this is good for us. So Matthew chapter 4, verse 18 to 22. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew's brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. This is God's word this morning. Lord, anoint your word and let it speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You see, when Jesus was on earth, he did more than attract crowds. He did attract crowds, but he did a lot more. He invited people to be his disciples. And as a Christian, if you again are joining us in this morning, prayer and worship, Christianity is more than just attending church. Christianity is more than just knowing how to speak the Christianese language. It is really about being disciples. The problem is this, that while many Christians agree, and you might be one of them, that discipleship is important, few understand what it really means. I remember Pastor Steve was telling a story in one of our meetings when he spoke at one of the conferences outside the nation. When there was a young leader in one of these Asian nations, asked Pastor Steve, he said, "How do you define discipleship?" I remember listening to a podcast. It's a theological podcast, so made you deep. And the title is "Practicing the Way of Jesus in Radical Community." And it's like, it almost seems like it's deep and theological. And yet, when you listen to that, it's really about discipleship. You see, discipleship is not supposed to be complicated or confusing. Discipleship is simple. In fact, it is so simple that a carpenter explained it to uneducated fishermen, and they got it, they did it, and they changed the world because of it. So when we talk about discipleship, or here in Victory, in every nation we say relational discipleship, what does that mean? It is very simple, really. It's two things. Number one, be a disciple. In Matthew 4, Jesus called out to them. Jesus said, "Come, follow me." Now, for those of you who are digital natives, that might connote something else. Oh, it's like following someone on Twitter or stalking someone on IG. That's not what it means. We're not called to stalk Jesus. We're not called to follow Jesus' Twitter account. Luke 14:25 gives us a glimpse of what Jesus meant when he says, "Come, follow me." So there was large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and then he turned to them and he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." Wow. Heavy teaching, isn't it? Some of you might be here and you're saying, "That's ironic. Jesus tells us to love our enemies, yet here in this passage, he is saying we have to hate our families." I remember a couple of years back, there was a a podcast I was listening. The pastor's sermon was entitled, How to Hate Your Spouse. We're not going to do that today. How to hate your father. You know, if you look at the Greek word that was used for hate, the Greek word for used for hate literally means to prefer above. To prefer above. So what does that mean? Jesus says, if anyone follows me. So first, I want you to know that following Jesus or being a disciple is for anyone. I will say that again. Being a disciple or following Jesus is for anyone. You might say, Pastor, I'm a big sinner. That's not for me. I used to say that. Ako, ayoko pumunta sa church. Mapapaso ako. No, even kung ikaw na yung pinakamapapasong tao, ikaw na yung pinakademonyong tao, being a disciple is for you. Following Jesus is for you. No matter who you are, Jesus is inviting you to follow Him. He doesn't discriminate. He doesn't reject. He doesn't set you aside. He is inviting you. And then it says, if anyone follows me and does not hate, literally it almost means like this. If anyone follows me and prefers his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, his girlfriend or boyfriend, his job, his gadget, his car, his career, his ministry, yes, even his own life above me, he cannot be my disciple. I mean, think about it. Today, one of the mottos of people in this generation is, I want to be happy. The main goal is me. If you prefer your own happiness above the honor and glory of Jesus, you cannot be a disciple. Simon, Andrew, James, and John, when Jesus said, follow me, they had a job. They had a business. Their parents probably were saying, no, you're not going to go full-time. But they preferred Jesus above that. James and John, they were called sons of thunder. I mean, can you imagine your dad's nickname is Thunder? I mean, that's a scary dad. But James and John preferred Jesus above their father, Thunder. Following Jesus means loving Jesus supremely above anyone or above anything else. Our love for Jesus should be so intense, so passionate, so powerful because of what He has done for us. Not because we're so good, not because we're just so godly. It's because we understood that He gave His life for us. We understood that He shed His blood for us. We understood that His body was broken for us. So in return, we love Him with such passion and intensity and power that in comparison, it seems as if you hate everyone else you love or you hate everything else you love. Discipleship means be a disciple. Follow Jesus in such a way that He is supremely above everyone or everything else. Second, it means make disciples. Jesus said, I will show you how to fish for people. I don't know if you've ever had a fishing experience before. I've had hindi naman to yung fishing experience na talagang malaki. I mean, small way. But when you do that, you put a hook, you wait. Akala ko dati, it's so easy, but man, there's waiting. Sometimes you thought you got the fish, it's hard to reel in, and then there's nothing. There's a waiting, there's a hooking, there's bringing fish in. But man, once you get a fish, and there's so much joy. Jesus is asking us, if we're going to be disciples, we need to be fishing for people. What does that mean? That means bringing lost people to Jesus and helping them follow Him. Which means discipleship starts with lost people. Making disciples is not just getting the person you're discipling into a class to finish a class or to finish a program. It is journeying with them. Some of them have real struggles with their marriage, with their career. Sometimes it's mental health. Sometimes it's gender dysphoria. And they have questions. And we don't have to have all the answers to their questions. We just have to be willing to journey with them as they follow Jesus, even through the pain, even through the questions, even through some confusions, until they find their answers in Christ. Relational discipleship also is 24/7. It's not a 1 hour once a week meeting, although we want to have that 1 hour once a week meeting. It's not just sticking into a program. Again, I said Jesus called the disciples that they might be with Him. So, hindi ito yung parang may relationship lang tayo during once a week meeting. Tayo yung nagtitext, nagsashare ng memes and gifs to each other. I mean, we're the ones who eat out together, play basketball together, whatever it is, you're sharing lives with each other. So, it's 24/7. And lastly, relational discipleship is focused on internal character transformation, not external behavior compliance. Hindi lang natin gusto sa discipleship na, oh, babasa ka ng Bible, good. Oh, nagtataas ka ng kamay pag praise and worship, good. I mean, that's not what we want. What we want is an internal heart transformation that genuinely loves the Lord and genuinely wants to follow His word. As I end, I want to say this. Being a disciple and making disciples is impossible to do consistently for a lifetime when we're alone. We all need help. And this is the reason why Jesus called not just one. He called one and then another and then another. It's just not Jesus and Simon alone. It's Simon and Andrew and James and John. And that's my experience as a Christian. My brother shared the gospel to me and left for the States to study. I would try to follow Jesus by myself. I'll read my Bible and then smoke joint right after. I mean, it's impossible. The only way I grew in my relationship with God was when I got other disciples to disciple me, and I found it here in Victory. Being a disciple is a lifelong journey, not a six-week class, not a seasonal activity, not something you graduate from. It's a lifelong journey which happens best in community. So again, if you don't have a community of small group discipleship yet, go talk to your pastor, go get someone from church to get you to a small group discipleship. Again, we're going to end with a worship and then bless you with a benediction at the end.
Your light shines right through the night. Now we can see you. We will follow you where you lead us. We run, run, run to your side. Our hearts are eager. We will follow you. Your light shines right through the night. Now we can see you. We will follow you where you lead us. We run, run, run to your side. Our hearts are eager. We will follow you. You go before me when I cannot see. You lead me onward. You lead me onward. Your love light up in the darkest deep. You lead me onward. You lead me onward.
Thank you so much, Lord. Let me bless you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12 to 13. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you, so that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all His saints. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.